When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
My daughter had a sleepover over the weekend, and when she came home, you know, I was asking her how, you know, she had a great time. She was with her friends, and I said, you know, did you have fun? Do you want anything to eat? She goes, no. She's like, I'm all set. I'm good. She said, you know, it's funny. I realize when I go to sleepovers or go to other people's houses, most of their houses aren't like us. I said, what do you mean? She goes, well, we have a lot of snacks in our house. And a lot of people, I go, what do you mean? She goes, well, I think a lot of my friends have more of an ingredient house. That's what she said to me, like, that they don't have baskets of, you know, Cheez-Its and Goldfish and snacks. And I was like, what do you mean?
And you guys, you have baskets.
We're the snack house. And I know that my nieces and nephews always say it too. They're like, we don't have, my mom doesn't have baskets of like Oreos and Goldfish just like on the shelf. Like that we could reach in and grab it.
Sure.
So I had never heard that before, an ingredient house.
You're right? A snack house, they're an ingredient house.
Yeah.
And are you taking, that's not a badge of pride, I gather.
I'm a horrible mother. I should probably get rid of the snacks. But I grew up with snacks in the house, so maybe that's why. And I'm also not a very good cook.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was like, no, they're an ingredient house. They cook their food fresh.
I think you're right. You know? I think it comes from what you grew up with and what kind of house you had when you were a kid. Do you remember going to other kids' houses when you were a kid? I certainly can. And because we didn't have the snacks. It was big family. We just didn't have
my mother-in-law, same. They didn't have snacks like that.
But no. I can remember certain houses going to there and going, oh my God, they're going to have juice boxes there. That's the place where it's going to be like, oh my God.
That was my
house. The rainbow here. They've got Ritz crackers and peanut butter crackers and snacks.
I will say, like, we had juice, but we didn't have a lot of soda when we were kids. So when we went to other people's houses and they had like cans of like Coke and Diet Coke and Sprite, like in their regular fridge, like that we could reach in and grab, not like a special fridge for adults. It was a big deal.
When your kids come home from that house where they got the soda and the snacks and all that stuff, are they bouncing off the walls?
Oh yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, definitely. But now we're not, like, with my children, it's my house. Right. Like, I'm the one sending the children off.
You're that house.
It's a huffle, but I know. I've never heard of that before, an ingredient house versus a snack house.
You don't make snacks. You don't make like a thing of cookies and leave it on a plate on the counter. You have a thing of cookies in the cabinet, like Oreos or whatever.
I bought a roll of Nestle Toll House dough and I made cookies like when it was snowing on Sunday, but quote made them, meaning I cut up the dough,
sliced open the thing,
rolled them in a little
put
ball,
put them on a pan and walked away for 15 minutes
and that's it. But I did put them in a little container on the counter and everybody loved it. They were like, oh, fresh cookies.
Yeah,
so it was kind of nice. It was semi-homemade.
I chafe a little bit at the idea that our kids, mine are a little bit older than yours obviously, but any time they get the least bit hungry that they can run over to the cabinet and a cookie, because it's, I mean, I love cookies as much as anybody.
No, you're right, though.
You don't want to turn your kid into a cookie addict.
No, and I've toned down a little bit on the snack basket that we keep, because we keep it right on a little open shelf to the left of our kitchen, so I can just grab for school and put them in. I know.
You have a basket, Kendra. Come on.
I do.
It's a smaller basket. Is that what you're telling us?